Hello guys, how's it going? This is Samone and this is my first Let's Talk. I wanna speak about Power English and the first lessons of Power English. And let's start. The first of the lessons of Power English is about linguistic factor and AJ who talk about this topic and also he tell us how we can be succeed and how we can learn English very better and very faster. And also he speak how we must study these lessons. Okay, let's start. You know, linguistic is something related directly to the language, like method, like article about learning English, like book of book about learning English, or English book, or way you pick for learning English and something like that. But non-linguistic factor means something not related to the language. Okay, in these lessons, I mean in Power English, Eju Hook talk with us about non-linguistic factor. He talk about how we can be success and at learning English. Okay, you know, the students have a motivation. The students have a good emotional student can manage their time. The enthusiastic student, the energetic student, the optimistic students always can learn faster and faster of another students. And these people, these students can be success. And they always have a good feel and they always be success. But another students, the ones who have a negative motivation, the ones who have a optimistic, I'm sorry, the ones who have a pessimistic the ones who think about English is very tough and they don't good at English, they didn't good at English, they at last they fail, they struggle with English, they can't be good at English, and they dropped out, they quit of English classes, and they don't learn English very easy. Okay, so we need the enthusiastic, we need the energetic, then we need to motivation, we need emotion, and also we need manage our time for learning English. Okay, that's it. But how we can manage our emotion? How we can develop that? How we can strong, powerful at English? How we can enthusiastic? How we can attitude toward English? How we can maintain it? In fact, if we listen to everything E.G. Hook talk about them with us, if we do them, we of course we be success and we reach our goals, we can speak fluently and effortlessly. I'm sorry. Okay. In fact, we be strong and we be succeed. But how? How we can be better? You know, we need to create a daily language ritual. I mean, we need a plan for learning our learning English. The first thing, the important things for learning is when you get up in the morning, you need to engage your body, you need to engage your physiology. And for that, I recommend you can listen to energetic music, happy music, and something like that, and go to the walk, go to the gym, you can exercise, you can engage your body, and then you pick states, and you give a good emotional perfect, you'll be perfect, and you're ready to listen and learning English. Okay, so you do this every day in the morning when you get up, and that's it. Let's talk about our lessons. The power English. Power English, every lessons have the three part. The first part is the main lessons. In the main lessons, EG Hook talk about a linguistic factor, and we can listen to them one or two times every day for the 7 days. And the next part, the second part, is vocabulary, and EG Hook discuss and speak about difficult vocabulary, and you can find the meaning of some words, difficult words. In this part, we listen to this part for one time or two time every day. And the last part, the very, very, very important part in the Power English, is mini story. And we listen to many story one or two time or three, four, five, six, or more. You need repeat this part a lot, and it's very important. You know why? Because each hook in this part ask a lot of easy question of us. And it help us to learn subconsciously, and it help us to can speak English fluently, and also it help us to learn grammar subconsciously. And remember, don't struggle with the grammar rules, don't struggle with sentence and everything. Just listen and relax when you learn English with Power English. Just things you need to learn English in these lessons: your emotional, you need to be sure you have a good and great emotional. And the next you need to learn English in these lessons is repetition. You need a lot of repetition to learn subconsciously. That is, you listen to these lessons, and remember, before learning, you need to engage your physiology. That's it. And I recommend what Inju Hook say to you. You can when you listen to these lessons, you can go to the walk, go to the gym, or if you at the home, you can go to get create you to be crazy person, act like a crazy person, and do something with yourself, with your body. I mean, you can exercise, something like that, give you energy and engage your body while you're learning English and engage your mental, your brain, I mean. I'm sorry. That's it. Have a good day, and thanks you to listen my first let's talk. And before everything, I sorry of my maybe I make a lot of mistake in this speaking in this part, but I want to start speaking and make a lot of mistake for learning better, and I hope I can speak very well. That's it. Thank you. See you later. Bye bye.